Russia and the West go into the third and final leg of a diplomatic triathlon today. It's part of a series of talks this week over the fate of Ukraine.
The first two rounds produced no agreements that would lead Russia to stand down the 100,000 troops deployed near its border with Ukraine. One of the sticking points here has been Russia's demand that Ukraine never be allowed to get into NATO. The alliance's entire reason for being, back when it was established, was to be a check against Russian aggression. So what is the way forward here?
NPR's Charles Maines is following the developments from Moscow. So why hasn't there been any progress in these talks between Russia and NATO allies?
Yeah, you know, the two sides seem to be really talking past one another. The West wants Russia to de-escalate its forces near Ukraine. They're fearing of an invasion, of course. Russia, clearly using the threat of force while claiming not to, is demanding Ukraine be barred from NATO membership, as you mentioned. It also wants the alliance to roll back its presence in Eastern Europe entirely. Now, the U.S. and its allies clearly see these Russian demands as mostly non-starters. Ukraine may or may not become a member of NATO, but it's not up to Russia to decide, they say. And they're warning of massive sanctions and adding forces in the region should Russia pursue aggression. Yesterday we heard from Russia's chief negotiator, this is Deputy Foreign Minister Alexander Grushko, who said NATO, that if it did come to that, Moscow would hit back. So Grushko here says that if NATO chooses a policy of trying to contain Russia, Russia will respond with countermeasures, and if they try to intimidate Russia, they'll respond back.
Okay, so what happens today in this third and final round of talks?
Well, you know, today is in a bigger venue. This is the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe with its 57 members. That includes Ukraine. This is the first time they've been present in all these talks about their future. But Russians have really signaled that they see the U.S. as the key decision maker here. They seem to prefer, you know, the optics of a bilateral talk with the U.S., the old Cold War superpower format for engagement.
How closely are Russians following all this?
Well, you know, Ukraine is routinely portrayed on state media as this dysfunctional place where nationalists run amok. There's certainly a lot of talk about how disruptive any new sanctions might be among Russians. And there's also concern about the possibility of conflict with NATO. A recent poll found that over 50% were worried about the outbreak of a world war. That said, frankly, a lot of coverage has been devoted to other issues. For example, what's happening in neighboring Kazakhstan. This is where Russia deployed troops as part of a regional security force to quell protests last week.
Speaking of that, Russia still has forces there, so where do things stand with that?
You know, the Russia-led troops began their formal withdrawal this morning, handing over posts to the Kazakh army with a ceremony in Almaty. And so as what you're hearing suggests, the Russian-led mission has been portrayed here as a great success. Moscow coming to its neighbor's aid in preventing both what the Kremlin and the authorities in Kazakhstan now say was an attempt by foreign-backed terrorists to overthrow the government. And going forward, Russian President Vladimir Putin says this Russian-led security force is ready to defend other former Soviet states from Western-backed.
Quickly, what has this meant for Putin?
Well, you know, this operation in Kazakhstan in some ways projects onto Russia's negotiations with the West over Ukraine. It signals that Russia is ready to defend what it sees as its sphere of influence, whether the West likes it or not.